At the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with Jim Bloom. And Jim, first of all, for people that don't know you, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the company.
Jim Bloom. I'm the president and CEO of Bayer Crop Science LP, which is our North American business for the Bayer AG company that is crop science in North America.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened here at this forum. One thing I'd like to start with is the 2014 Young Farmer Sustainability Award presented to Brian Boll today.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that award and what you're accomplishing by doing this.
You know, we thought that we needed to elevate young farmers, the people who are doing things right, that have a great story to tell, and we can enlist in telling the story of farming in a storytelling in a tangible way that makes sense to other people outside the farming industry. So identifying people who are doing it right, presenting them with an award, and then engaging them as a spokesperson. So it's very, very, very helpful to all of our advancement of agriculture.
Yeah, your winner from last year was here also, and it really sounds like it meant a lot to him personally to have that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, we take applications and we review and we have a judging panel, and it's been very popular. And Jeremy from last year won. He's hands down. He's just a wonderful farmer. Brian's the same way. We showed the video today. These guys are running big businesses, and they're running it with an eye on the future, and they're not afraid of technology. What more would you want? A big sustainable farmer who is doing it right. We want to identify them, elevate them, and then celebrate them.
Well, with Brian, he made a comment really in the video, I think, of his goal to be essentially a successful farmer who's sustainable. I mean, that's part of his kind of like life goal.
Sure. He's thought about what it's going to take, what is his resources, what can he do now. He's incorporated some out-of-the-box thinking. He's invested in some rotational grazing, and he's building a business. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. Those are the guys that we want to highlight.
Well, let's move to another very important subject, not only to Bayer Crop Science, but to all of us, really. And this deals with bees and bee health and bee care. And you have a center to do research and work on this that, as I understand it, is about to open.
Yeah, pollinator health and bee health is really important to us. We are big in the crop protection business. We've had some issues around the neonic and insecticides, of which we use for seed treatments. But the fact of the matter is the technology has really advanced and reduced the exposure, and our products used on labels are safe around bees. But we found that bee populations fluctuate. We don't know exactly why. The science will point to four or five different factors, and we don't know how they interact. So as an innovation company, we decided to attack it with science, put some resources into place to understand what is really going on, and we've built about a 5,000-square-foot facility separate on our Research Triangle Park campus. We will staff it with grad students from local universities or in a university rotation program. And these guys are doing pure science. It has nothing to do with our business, but understanding the population dynamics of our pollinators, particularly honeybees, and how we can go and address the issues that are identified with innovation.
With that research that's being done, then, obviously, it will be of benefit to Bayer Crop Science. Are you going to, make that public? Because this could benefit, I'm thinking, all kinds of people, companies, ultimately.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we all eat, and one out of every three bites of food we take comes from a bee, is in the pollination and what's going on there. We're the largest canola seed company in the world. We pollinate that crop. So bees are very, very important to us. This research is important. We will share everything with this. It'll be public university data with grad students, and we will publish the science to create a collective knowledge of the population dynamics so we can address them. We spend a lot of time on the varroa mite, which is an introduced pest. It's become very, very difficult. We talked about it being the size of a rabbit on a person and being difficult. Our animal health division has worked on registered miticides to control that in hives. It's difficult to control a bug on a bug. And it takes real science on the application and hive management. These are the dynamics that we haven't spent a lot of time in the past. We need to, and it's important to us.
How about the team you put together for the center? Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of team?
We have a BeCare team, and we have an apiarist on staff. We have our bee health issues people that are working together to consolidate and run this, and then we have the group that reviews and does the staffing of the grad students into our center. We're going to open that center around April 15th with a grand opening, so I hope that if you're around, you can come see us there.
I would love to. Before we close here, anything else, you know, looking ahead here that you'd like people to know about what Bayer Crop Science is doing that you might want to just make a note of?
Sure. You know, Bayer Crop Science is one of the few companies left that still is investing in basic crop protection research and discovery. And that's important as we find new pests and resistance management, changing populations. We have to have new tools and resources to put an integrated solution together. So we've invested in crop protection research. We've invested in seed and trait research. And we've recently expanded into the biological experiment. We see that as a trend that's evolving. We want to be a part of that. We found some great answers in the natural occurring organisms that are here on Earth. And we want to be a part of an integrated solution to growing 70% more food to feed this world.
And that's a very real goal or objective that we all have in agriculture today. So thank you very much, Jim Bloom, with Bayer Crop Science. We've been visiting at the 2014 Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.